This is GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. Talk radio like you've never heard it before.
It's Albert's Public House on GabNet, G-A-B-N-E-T. And the citizen panel is open. Rin is the foreperson after getting locked out.
I can't hear you, Albert.
Oh, you can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Oh, a little bit better.
Okay, I think it's got something to do with the music was a little too loud there for a second.
So. Oh, that could be it.
I'm not sure. It has to catch up. I don't know how any of this computer stuff works. All I know is that, for the most part, it does work. And it does work right here on GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. Heard over the Great American Broadcast app for your Android and your Windows device. Get all the show information for GabNet on GabNet.net, GabNet.net. All the information, all the shows, all the stuff you want to know is right there, including all the programs. This program, Albert's Public House, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by Alex Bennett's Ramble, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, which it is today, it is Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle at midnight Eastern Time. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at midnight Eastern, it is Revelstoke Jim's Canadian Content Live on GabNet. And don't forget, Rob Alfano's GabNet Rewind is all weekend long. You don't need anything else. You got Rob Alfano right there for you. Hey, this is the hardest working man in radio. I'm not kidding you. Also the stupidest man in radio because he works so fucking hard. And Rob is on the citizen panel tonight. So is Teresa. So is Damien. Sans Nicole so far. And the naked David. Rick has joined us. That's the other half of Teresa and Rick's clipsforsale.com. Or is it in Rick and Teresa's clips for sale? I don't know which one it is. And David, I have to know, please, how is your last name pronounced? Is it Hajek or Hajek?
You can go anyway. No, Hajek.
Tell me how it's pronounced in Czechoslovakia.
Hayek.
Hayek. Oh, see, yes. Okay, that's even better. Hayek. So it's yes. Like I'm waving Hayek like that. That's about it. Okay, well, that's the way I'm going to pronounce it. It should be pronounced the way you like to pronounce it. And let me just say also that you are the premier Pepik of the show. Do you know what that means?
Premier Pepik?
Pepik. You are the Pepik.
Yeah, Pepik. It's we call Joseph Pepik, yes, in the Czech Republic, yeah.
You call what?
Joseph. We use Pepik. P-E-P-E-K for Joseph, Pepik.
Joseph? Really? Pepik?
No, Pepik, yes.
I thought it was a racial slur because Rin was nice enough to send me something new earlier today. Of course, right up my alley, though. I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed in this. It's a brand new database on the internet. And I love it so far, but I'm a little disappointed because there's not enough stuff on it. It's the racial slur database, rsdb.org, for apparently all races. Though I'm a little confused. There's nothing Peruvian in there. I see Spanish in there. I don't see the word Hispanic represented as a group. I don't see Latino represented as a group. It's probably just started, so there's probably not enough on here. But I do see one thing, which is a little strange. They're listed under races, and one of them is listed as Jewish / Hispanic. Don't know what that is. I never saw that before. I never saw anybody. Well, let me click on that and see what you get when you get Jewish. No, you get one. It's Yik. Hey, who's this Yik over here? Oh, I know. It's Yiddish combined with Spik. Now that's stupid.
Yeah, I would have called it Spickike.
Spickike? Yeah. I guess that's okay. But seeing that, I don't know if anybody watched the HBO documentary last night, Nixon by Nixon, which was primarily Richard Nixon talking about different things. They pulled clips from his tapes and interviews, and it was all Richard Nixon talking. But the guy really has a vocabulary that falls right in the racial slur database. I mean, he tore about a lot of people. Does not care for the Jews. I found out, Richard Nixon. Really doesn't much care for black people. Even though he was kind of a pioneer in China, really doesn't look like he cared for the Chinese all that much. Probably not many of the Asians. Didn't like the Vietnamese at all. And he had good words for all of them. I don't know if the Richard Nixon racial slurs will come up, but it's quite possible. I would say if you want to see some really funny stuff of a president speaking very, very disgusting foul language, that's the documentary to watch. It was hard to believe that he said this many things, but then again, it wasn't hard to believe that he said this many things. So I recommend that. Let me see. Another thing I wanted to do was to thank, I get an email from people who are not on the citizen panel. And now that's up to, I believe there's three people that listen to the show that aren't on the citizen panel. And I want to thank Larson for sending an email earlier. Larson sent a quick email to me earlier today, and just to say, if you know, thanks for getting the citizen panel together that you have every night, and doing a show that's full of crazy stuff and changing topics and keeping on top of certain people. He did not mention Jeff by name, but I'm certain that that's who he meant. I'm pretty certain that's who he meant. And then I said, well, thanks. You know, it's always good to hear from anybody. I don't care. Oh, here comes Jeff now. I don't mind whether anybody has something negative to say about the show. I can take that as well as the good positive stuff. And then he went on after I thanked him. He sent me a massive email that went on about all kinds of stuff and how he really loves GabNet and how he really loves listening to Alex and to the rest of the folks on GabNet, and just a great email, and I thank Larson for sending that. And he also said some very complimentary things about the Feels Me app, which I wanted to speak quickly just to get it out of the way with Damien about, because Damien, you emailed me as well. I've been trying to get a listing, and I know I can't do it myself, on Wikipedia. And that's not something I can do, but apparently they need several references from reliable sources. So I just want to throw it out there. If anybody has an account with a reputable blog, like I don't even know what a reputable blog
don't
is.
Say Huffington Post.
Well, what I know that probably they would recognize Huffington Post as something, but any blog of any sort, and you could just throw a couple of words on there. Of course, the thing is not nearly close to being past the beta stage. We have a lot to do, but the more that we can get written up in just a little blurb here and there, the better it will be for us to be listed on Wikipedia, and we very much like that, because that adds to the fundraising. That's what I'm looking for.
And in particular, I know I said anybody but Huffington Post, but it turns out that Huffington Post is considered a credible news source these days.
Well, that's what I said.
If any of our listeners actually has a login with HuffPo and they would not mind posting a little blurb or a tiny little review about feelsme.com or just something that points people to it, you know, all we really need is somebody other than us to write it up.
Yeah, just say that it's the first of its kind feelings based app where you can share your feelings about anything on the internet, and give the link, and of course say it's in beta. It's not even an app yet. It's just in beta on the website right now. I'll let you know when the rest of it comes
out. I would be
up.
Happy to write it up for you if you didn't want to actually write it up.
No, well, anybody else, yeah. Well,
The person who's going to post it, if they don't feel like writing it, I'll go ahead and write it up, and they can alter it as they see fit, and post it under their name.
If they don't feel like doing
the heavy lifting, we can do that too.
What other blogs do you think that would be recognized as a credible news source that people have accounts to? Because I don't even know anything about that stuff.
There are no, maybe Miranda would be better for this conversation, but I don't actually know of any. What we need is a tech blog, a blog that deals with technology and new applications and stuff. I would love to get, it would be nice to see a write-up on The Verge, way too popular. What's the other one? BRG?
Well, I'm not concerned. I'm not so concerned about those things because I'm going to send a press release out to them and hopefully they'll post a little something about it.
Is Gizmodo a credible source?
Oh, certainly, I would think.
Very.
Yeah, I would think.
But
yeah.
Good luck getting it on Gizmodo, just like BRG, well, BRG and The Verge.
But you know what? They suck up these little tidbits once in a while and
make
quick
mentions. I've got a friend who's a major player on Gizmodo.
There you
go.
Now you go. Okay. The begging and pleading is over now for now, but thank you all.
You can
all
beg.
Cool. No, I don't want to beg. I just when I need help, I say I need help, and the same for everybody else. And I would be more than happy to help anybody in that respect for whatever you're doing, for whatever your thing is. Let me know. I haven't heard David Hayek yet ask for a shirt, so I guess he doesn't need a shirt. How you doing, David?
I want a shirt.
I saw you lighten up a little something there before. Am I right?
Yeah,
baby.
I will get T-shirt. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about that.
Wait a minute, David. What's your alcohol content tonight? You're on the wasted scale. You're about an 8, right?
Gin, tonic, and juice.
Uh huh.
Vicodin.
Jeez.
Ambien.
Oh God.
So my doctor is very happy.
Ambien and Vicodin.
About a 9.
Wow.
The juice isn't good for you though. It's too acidic.
Doctor saw my urine test, and because he used to be like me when he was young, he just gave me that wink and said, "Hey man, I used to be like you, but can you please cut it a little bit, especially that marijuana."
Oh,
I
really?
Can't even send that urine for another test somewhere else.
That's going to be a new bit on this show. How's your urine? We start the bit with David Hayek.
I'm sorry. I just.
Want to buy some?
You want to buy some urine? Are you selling, Rob? Do you have the clean urine?
I got some clean stuff. What's it worth to you?
Okay. Well, it's not worth anything to me because I have clean urine, as the government already knows. So not a problem. All right.
I give you mine, but they quarantine you.
Yeah, probably. That business is out of the way. And what else is there? It's getting all the press. I don't know why. Do you have to be a general to get press when you're killed in a terrorist attack? I guess if you're just a schlub, a private, you just get a quick mention. Is that what happens?
Actually,
there?
No. Pretty much any American who gets killed is going to be mentioned. But yeah, general is going to get a lot of mentions.
This guy got a huge. I mean, I couldn't. Turn around or not listen to the radio or the TV or without this guy being mentioned. I guess being a general gets you something, especially when you're killed in an attack in Afghanistan. Major General Harold Green, he was killed when a man believed to be an Afghan soldier. What does that mean? Was he an Afghan soldier or wasn't he an Afghan soldier? What does that mean?
Beliefs were against the U.S.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he may have just been dressed like an Afghan.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since this broke this morning, I just pulled this, and it still says believed to be an Afghan soldier. Well, he was an Afghan soldier or he wasn't, one or the other. Was this guy believed to be a general or was he not a general? I don't know. Was he an Afghan soldier or not? Come on, press. Come on, American press. Stop the bullshit. Tell us whether the guy was an Afghan soldier or not. It's not that difficult.
They have to wait, otherwise they'll get it wrong.
Well, they get it wrong anyway, but at least get it wrong with some precision and not this believed to be business. It was a general and he was an Afghan soldier. Done. Anybody have any other comments on that one?
I'll read you a comment that somebody has posted about the article, and it says, Jesus, blame, blame, blame. Just get the fuck out. This mess was created by others, but who cares? Stop sending our nation's finest to get killed by Stone Age assholes.
Does it matter whether it's our nation's finest? It could be our nation's dopiest. Stop sending them.
Exactly.
Stop sending them.
No, it's our nation's lowest 10%, right?
We just need to get
I don't think so.
Out of there. It's ridiculous.
Maybe it's our nation's most unfortunate who couldn't get a job somewhere and had to join the army or the military to make a living or get an education. I don't know what.
But who was it that referred to him as the nation's lowest 10%?
I didn't. Who was? I don't know who it was. I don't know.
There was somebody saying the lowest 10% of the kids that can't graduate high school end up in the military, and therefore our military is made up of the lowest 10%. Somebody said that. I don't remember. It wasn't me. It wasn't you.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it could make sense. I don't think it's accurate, though. I'd be very surprised if that has any accuracy.
I would like to see actual data on that, actually.
Yeah. No,
before I agree to that.
You won't see any data.
There are young, dumb Republican kids that sign up.
Well, there's also young, dumb liberal kids who sign up.
Even in my generation, there was a whole slew of kids who, you know, our parents pounded into our brains, go to college, get a degree. And so there was a whole portion of my generation who, if they did not get grades good enough to go to college, they felt obligated to do something, and you know, going into the military was a big option that our parents would approve of. You know, our parents would not approve of us going into the workforce immediately, but they would approve of us going into the military.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I say we change that mindset and make it so that the youth of America think it's a bad thing to do that, so we won't have people killed constantly. By the way, the Taliban is praising the gunman who killed the American General Green. So, you know, somebody's happy about it. I don't know who can be happy about any nonsense like this. This is just stupidity. Doesn't make any sense to me. Anything else on that one? No.
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 Okay, well then I guess, David, are you ready?
You lost some people watching.
Did I?
Yeah, no, we had someone come
David
in.
David actually stepped away.
We had someone come in that made us over 10.
Oh, yeah.
We lost video, but we lost him too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well. We'll see who.
Well,
we'll
I thought
see.
David stepped away before we lost video anyway. So.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, okay.
I did, and it's a horrifying sight.
I don't know why we lost people. and I think it probably was because we hit the magic number 10. Does that happen on GabNet when you hit 10, people start to disappear?
Yep.
I don't think they ever hit 10, but.
No, they've hit 10 before.
But no, I did see a 10th.
Yeah, I saw 5 and 5, and that to me equals 10. So that's when the bad mojo happened and people started disappearing. But now we got them back.
Number 11 will switch us to audio only.
Audio only, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if David Hayek comes back. Are you there, David?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
You're saying it very nicely.
Oh, thank you very much.
You are very good with Slavic languages.
You are spinning in the video spin of death. There. I can't see a picture, but that's okay. I got a picture of Rick now. Teresa is not on a picture right now.
I'm not on because I'm still doing some work.
Oh, okay, good. We want you to do the work.
Yeah.
I remember the other day you were not on because you were doing work too and you couldn't do the work. So put the damn work away. It's not going to happen. You know that. So where was I with the
how appropriate? David is spinning.
David is
more
spinning.
Than one way.
Yes, yes, that's okay. I like when David spins. The American aid worker Nancy Wrightbull is being treated for Ebola at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Bruce Johnson, the president of Christian Medical Mission SIM USA, says she's very weak, but she's showing signs of improvement. He added, it's not known how Wrightbull contracted the deadly virus, but the deadly disease. Is it a virus? Yes, it's a virus.
Yeah, it's a virus.
Yes. She arrived in Georgia today after a plane carrying her from Liberia landed at Dobbins Air Reserve Base. Still don't understand why people are being brought into this country or anywhere away from where the Ebola is. Leave them there.
Because we're dumbasses.
Well, maybe.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't have a problem with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I really think, yeah, something could happen. But I think we're better equipped to deal with this thing than anybody else is. Leaving them over there is part of the reason so many people die.
Well, if we have better
facilities.
If we
my understanding is that we can't cure it by bringing them here, but the support that we can give the body itself to be able to combat this thing is far better than anything they could receive over there. So, you know, you weigh it all out, I think we're pretty secure.
But what are we going to do? Bring this piecemeal one at a time, dripping body at a time in an airplane filled or not filled with other people, or at least having other people on the airplane with the a chance that it might get out and somebody else may contract it, or bring those services over to the place where they're definitely needed if we can do that. It doesn't seem to make logical sense to me.
I think they're just going to bring Americans back here.
Well, fuck that. That's a stupid thing to do, too.
Have you seen that movie with Dr.
Citizens?
Hold on, David. What's that, Rick?
No. I mean, I can understand bringing Americans back here, but we still need to do something over there and set something up, probably in conjunction with other countries.
You're breaking up a little, but I have to say that I won't mind bringing the Americans over here and having the resources to take care of them when we have 20, 30, 40 people with Ebola in the United States. And if we keep doing this, I suspect that's going to happen. Let me go to David and then Jeff. David.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie with Dustin Hoffman, Outbreak?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of situation.
We'll see. We'll see if it's the same kind. I hope it's not.
Go ahead, Jeff. Dustin Hoffman doesn't have it. It's a movie, David.
It can happen, you know?
You're right. So I agree with Rick. We have better resources here. But I want to ask our resident expert, Rin, and you don't have to look it up, but I heard they gave these guys a new serum they were only doing on rats, and it wasn't going to be ready for another year, but they went ahead and gave it to these folks, the two, and I heard they're doing better. Does anybody know about this serum, what it does?
It's made from the antibodies from the patients who've survived it, but they have no idea whether it's going to work, and they won't be able to determine that either, because it's the body's own response. It may or may not be having an impact, and you can't test it on anybody. You can't say, oh, good, here, let's give you Ebola and see if this thing works.
No, I heard that these people were doing better once they took it.
They don't know if it's as a result of taking that or it's just the things that they're doing to help the body fight it off on its own.
Gotcha, Rick. Gotcha. Okay.
Daniel, the headline that I had seen was actually a little inflammatory. It was saying, you know, they are using this experimental procedure on Americans. How come they are not using it on anyone else? And I thought it was a little inflammatory. Thank you, Rick, for a little more data.
Well, there's a good answer to that, Damien. They're using it on Americans because they're Americans. Come on, man.
They're using it on the article. They're using it on Americans because they can do it in a better controlled environment with better processes and procedures and better care available. And that's why they're going to do that. They're not going
to
do the
experiment. And then they'll be able to quickly find a way to treat this in an easy way that they can charge a lot of money for it. And that's what it's all about. You forgot that part, Jeff.
There's an aspect of them treating these two particular Americans because they were bringing them into America.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's a big factor, too.
Hey, they really better know what the hell they're doing, because if they don't and these people die and or even worse, it goes to somebody else, that's going to be some trouble, some big trouble.
No, but if it works, you know, Ebola, it makes the headlines. And if the serum works, I don't know the company, but I'll bet you if you look it up, I'll bet you their stock went up 500% today.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is about the money.
And by the way,
biochemical.
Yeah, by the way, the newspapers are doing well, too. I saw the walking by this morning, the New York Post and the Daily News, huge Ebola scare. You know, this sells papers. This is what it's all about. Everybody likes this kind of stuff. Let me tell you, follow the money, right?
It's nothing new, Albert, right? If it bleeds,
yeah.
It leads.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, we found a new method of scaring the population instead of just terrorists.
Terrorism doesn't mean anything anymore. That's not a scary word. Ebola, that's a scary word. Put that on the front page. Don't put terror. Nobody's scared of terror anymore. Put Ebola. That makes your eyes bleed. I love that.
You are so right, Rick and Albert. You are so right. Yeah. Terrorists doesn't scare us anymore, but
Ebola,
shit.
Absolutely, Ebola.
Yeah, the American public gets really... develops a callus to any sort of scare.
Yeah.
And, you know, 6 months on Ebola, and all we got to do is go back to terrorism, and the American public will be ready to accept terrorism again.
No.
And as soon as we're not, you know, then we have a few plane crashes.
Damien,
plane crashes for a while.
You're saying 6 months? Forget it, man. We got Ebola. We got MERS. We got bubonic. We got pneumonic. We got West Nile, flesh-eating, chikungunya, Lassa fever, Legionnaires.
In six months, none of it will be news again. It'll all be about terrorism.
That's the great thing about this is they all trade places. Ebola dies down a little bit. Oh, bubonic is back. Oh, chikungunya. Oh, flesh-eating, you know.
My favorite is chikungunya.
Chikungunya,
like
that's a good
one. I love it. Delicious.
I happen to like flesh-eating.
It's just your dish in Popeyes.
I swear I ate that at an Indian restaurant last night.
Yeah, tandoori, chicken gunya.
Wait a minute, let me see. Let's go to the racial slur database. Let me go to Indians. What do we got? Hey, Babar, what are you doing with that chicken gunya? Hey, Babu, what are you doing with my chicken gunya? Hey, Bindi, what are you doing with the chicken gunya? These are all the slurs on the newly released rsdb.org. I love that. Racial slur database.org. Oh, wow. There's some bad ones here.
They have an app for that?
Huh?
They have an app?
I'm sure they do.
Making some money.
They will soon. I don't know. Oh, there's a lot for Indians. Woof. Wow, Slurpee Jockey. Slurpee Jockey is not one of the bad ones. But I'm looking for Hispanic. You find me Hispanic ones. That's what I want to see. Let me keep you further informed on Ebola by telling you that the health officials in Ohio have found out that the Ebola virus that they suspected in a 46-year-old woman who was placed in isolation has come back negative. So no Ohio Ebola. I'm sure that Josh is pleased to hear that. Columbus Public Health Department officials say the woman had recently returned from West African country that is part of the Ebola outbreak. Meanwhile, New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett says the city has taken precautions in the event of a person with Ebola showing up at an area hospital. Of course, she didn't mention what those precautions are. I think they're probably signs that say, run your ass off. I'm not sure what the precautions are, but she reassures...
Kerosene and match.
Whatever it is, she assures New Yorkers that Ebola is not highly infectious. This is what she said. Ebola is not highly infectious and that there needs to be contact with bodily fluids to transmit the disease. It is not an airborne virus. I would have to say that it's pretty fucking scary regardless. In the meantime, British Airways has halted flights in and out of Sierra Leone, and Liberia's concerns mount about the extent of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. They will be suspended until at least the end of August due to what the airline called a deteriorating public health situation. So that's what's going on in Ebola. And still, in spite of all that horrifying news, Charlene is taking a nap. So it can't be that bad.
No, I'm not. I'm Googling Ebola.
Oh, it can't possibly. With your eyes closed? You're not Googling anything with your eyes closed. Jeff, go ahead. Ebola, finish it up.
Africa. All these diseases come out of Africa because they're like a third world country, most of it, and they still interact a lot with animals, and these things start with animals. You all heard that, right?
Yeah, so, monkey fucking.
Yeah, what AIDS monkeys, everything. Yeah, but I'm wondering, is there something we can do, or do they prefer to remain third world and stay in tribes and hunt wild game and eat it and that kind of stuff? Do they prefer that way of living, or it just hasn't happened for them? They haven't, you know, made it, because Africa has a lot of resources.
There are some people. There are some people in those countries that eat bush meat, and that's what they live on. And there's no getting around it, because they're too poor to buy anything else or to farm anything else, so they eat bush meat. I don't know whether the Ebola spread has been caused because of that, or dealt a blow because of that, but.
No, they said it comes from animals.
Well, I'm a big believer in the fucking the monkeys is where all these things come from. That's what I.
Yeah, if they got a small tail.
Because I dated a girl who once fucked like a monkey. I mean, she was wild. I think she had a prehensile tail.
You do know that your wife is on the line, don't you? On the
That's
Citizen
okay.
Panel?
This is before. Teresa.
Oh, okay. All right.
DT.
But I just like that it all comes from fucking monkeys, because that's so much more romantic than where it came from. It came from a pond of mosquitoes. That's there's nothing fun about that. Fucking monkeys though. That's a nice visual picture. Speaking of fucking monkeys, David, you put on a shirt. Why'd you do that?
Oh,
now he dropped off. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just going to say that monkeys.
Oh, it bothers everybody.
Oh, no. You're fine without the shirt. Don't worry about it. I'm waiting for Josh to take off his shirt.
It's like watching an episode of Cops.
Yeah, David. David's the guy that go over and talk to him by the car. Well, did you hit her, David?
She hit
the name
first.
Of the drug is Gina.
Right.
And it's a good thing he's not drunk or stoned, huh? Wow. Because you don't see that on Cops either. David, you with us? David might have been pulled out of his house already. I don't know.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, I got Vicodin, I got Ambien, I got...
I will have to go through Alex's program as well, so I take Vicodin.
What's that? I can't... You're breaking up. I get very disturbed when that happens.
But careful on the Ambien, that'll put you to sleep.
Not him.
You're right.
He's like a rhinoceros. You can shoot him full of anything. He's still standing.
Right. Yeah. The beer's an activator for the Ambien.
He's
so
got the what did he say? Orange juice with
gin and juice.
Gin tonic orange juice, Vicodin,
gin and juice.
And I don't even know what else.
Yeah, but I will take it after midnight.
You will take what after midnight?
Vicodin.
Oh, okay, yeah. You took the Ambien already?
No, because I don't want to fall asleep.
Oh, okay, good.
I will take it after midnight.
I got to tell you, I'm very excited to meet you in October. I can't wait till that happens. I'm going to be so sober just to prepare for that night. I'm going to be sober maybe for a week so I can prepare for that night. I don't know how I'm going to prepare, but I'm going to prepare, no question about it. So that's it for Ebola for today. I don't know what the number is. 887 was the last count I had.
Well, they said, I thought I heard in the 900s.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
But they think there are a lot more, because what's happening is a lot of the people out in the countryside are burying people without telling anybody what they died of, which is making things even worse.
Oh, good.
Because they're just scared.
Hey, I got a new slogan for Ebola. Ebola, not just for Africa anymore. See, because we got some now. What do you think? You like it? Okay. Let's move on to something else, which is going to be very exciting tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow. It's going to be very exciting to hear the news tomorrow, because a Missouri man convicted of raping and killing his neighbor is set to die by lethal injection tonight. We know what that means.
You know that goes.
We know what that means. Probably.
What are they going to shoot him with? Saline? What do they have?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's probably going to last a couple of hours before he starts regurgitating and flipping around like a fish, and then finally dies a few hours later. Michael Worthington will be the first person to be put to death in the U.S. since last month's Arizona execution. that raised questions about the legality of lethal injections. He's been on death row since 1998 after pleading guilty to the 1995 killing of Mindy Griffin. Worthington's attorneys are appealing to the Supreme Court based on problems with executions in three other states, including that one last month. 1998, he's been on death row since. Is that really, aren't they, isn't there swift punishments? Isn't there something about being swift? Or is that just the justice has to be swift?
Justice has to be swift.
Justice is swift.
Because you have the right to appeal. So okay. It just, can go on and
well,
on.
How is that swift justice if his appeals take 30 years?
Well, that's why you should with it altogether.
Yeah, I agree.
Go for
agree.
Life.
No, because the appeals can work and it can be the wrong person. But the one they've got in, you know, to speed things up, don't you have to have three eyewitnesses and one has to be a priest or something like that? And then they'll kill you within 5 years.
I have no idea, but he's been on death row like since 1998 after pleading guilty to the 1995 killing. How is that swift justice?
Admitting it.
Yes. So why is he only now being put to death?
Actually, isn't there a law you have to appeal it?
Is that right? So
it has to be appealed. Yeah.
It has to be.
And does it have to continue to be appealed, or just one appeal? One appeal is good, and.
I'm not sure where it drops off.
Oh, man. I just don't think... I'm with you, Rick. Let's do away with it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it is insanity. And it's unfairly applied. There's always the of killing someone who's innocent. Let them rot in jail.
Yeah, if you're going to do that. Better than... we'll see what happens tomorrow. Any?
Is it cheaper to warehouse them? You know, let them rot in jail. Is
yes,
it cheaper to warehouse
yes, it
them
is.
No, it's much cheaper.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to keep them in a life versus death row versus putting them to death.
I don't get that. How is it cheaper?
Legal expenses
yes.
are far more expensive than it is to just put person in jail and feed and clothe them.
The whole process that you go through the legal process, and of course you're talking about the fooding and the food and the clothing and all that, but the expenses for the different municipalities that have to go through the appeals and back and forth and the lawyers and the blah blah blah, all this fees, much more expensive than just housing these people for the rest of their lives.
Especially okay, since you figure, in addition to the DA that you're paying, you're probably paying for the defense attorney as well. Because most of the people are
right.
indigent and they can't afford their own attorneys.
Right.
So we're picking it up on both ends. Just it doesn't make sense.
Leave them in jail. We'll pick up the tab for the ink. And it's all good, right?
Well,
then if you've made a mistake,
yeah.
you can still correct it.
Particularly if you've made a mistake is what I was going to say. I mean, that happens over and over and over again. I don't say it's the predominant thing that happens. But for one person to get killed for something that they didn't do is reason enough. To stop this crazy process. It just doesn't make sense.
You know, that guy in Texas that was executed for supposedly setting his house on fire and killing his kids, it's pretty well been shown that he didn't do it. I mean, the forensic evidence that came in from the arson was so poorly done initially, and it's all been refuted. And now the guy who they based the testimony or the conviction was really based on a jailhouse informant. Very questionable, and the DA never admitted that they were that they made a deal with this guy. The whole thing is a mess, and you know that's just it's a gross miscarriage of justice.
No, you see this kind
of
thing.
It's probably about 95% certain that this guy was innocent.
Hmm. It happens often enough that you start to wonder why are we doing this? Just not
because
right.
our thirst for revenge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's find a better thing to do than kill these people. I don't care for it. And as I said, if we're gonna kill them, let's make a show of it. Let's do something. But if it's just gonna be this pleasant stick a needle in their arm and they're falling asleep. Okay, that's it. So what's the big deal? Make it gruesome. It should be gruesome. This is what the families say anyway. I think right. The ones who want this gruesome death. They want it to be nasty. Go ahead, Jeff.
So assume we're going to not kill them and keep them in prison for life. Are they allowed to, can we put them to work to benefit the city or county that they're in? Kind of like Brubaker, they used to work the farm.
Slave labor?
I guess that's what you call it. Yeah. No, prison labor. Prison labor.
Well, there are jobs in prison. People mm-hmm. have jobs.
No, no, but where they can actually produce something like maybe crops and things like that.
They do.
License plates. Haven't you heard of that? There are farms,
and yeah. you know they can produce produce for the jail, etc. Well, they do have inside this. There are woodworking shops. There's all kinds of jobs.
I know, but
and they have actual classes that you can take that'll apply toward college credit. You know, towards getting a degree and stuff while you're in jail.
Right, they get better treatment than I do. But my point is,
hold on, Jeff. Go ahead, Rob.
Can they do something that benefits the community? You know, grow crops and sell them at a discount or whatever the case may be. It might be slave labor, prison labor, but is that legal? Why not do that with them rather than just feed them and let them sit there?
If you're doing prison labor and it's free, aren't you interfering with people who are trying to make a living on the outside?
And you're just talking about crack and rock. Sure.
Yeah. Crack and rock. What about the chain gang fixing the highway, like Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah,
well, you're just talking about cracking rocks, digging ditches, picking up trash. It's all the same thing.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
no, but they pay people to do that. So in the end, Rick's right. You're taking jobs away.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on what they're doing. If you're talking about highway work, picking up garbage on the side of the road, you see those crews out there now.
Yeah,
yeah,
cleaning up. You know, those are usually
low level offenders.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are things that can be done that'll help out that won't take jobs away.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, in fact, I would actually say that those jobs should only be done by convicts. You know, they shouldn't be taking any jobs away because those jobs should only be done by, you know, people who are getting, you know, $1.30 an hour because they're in prison.
Like, which jobs are you referring to?
Well, like, you know, picking up trash and cracking rocks and digging ditches.
Now, do they still crack rocks? I always like that one.
So. That's it. You know.
No, but you know, a good example would be, you know, all the prisons have big laundries. Well, why not do the laundry for the county hospital? That's a big nut that we pay for.
So you're telling me you want the prisoners to do the Ebola laundry with all the bloody goo on it? Come on, Jeff, you're such a nasty guy.
No, come on. I'm trying to be serious here, and you just think I'm a jokester all the time.
No, just some of the time.
Most of it.
I got to throw in something there when I can. What else? You want to buy gifts for your friends on Facebook? Forget it after August 12th. People will no longer be able to use Facebook gifts to send presents to friends. Social media site announced Monday it's ending Facebook gifts. It will also stop selling gift cards for businesses such as iTunes and Starbucks. They are shifting to selling ads and collecting a share of the clicking the buy button for the ads. So forget about gifts for your friends. Not going to happen. Even Charlene's friends. Got you, Charlene.
She always wakes up with a smile.
What's that, Rob?
Never knew you could buy gifts on Facebook.
No, yeah, sure you can. But not after the 12th.
Starbucks card, sure.
In other internet news, Google is removing the Bomb Gaza game. So you can't buy Bomb Gaza in the Google Play Store anymore, along with several other games related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Bomb Gaza encouraged players to strike militant cartoon figures dressed in black garb while avoiding the game's white-clad figures, presumably representing civilians. Time says Gaza Assault Code Red, another game about dropping bombs on Palestinians using Israeli drones, was also dropped from Google Play, as was a game titled Whack the Hamas, which encourages players to target target Hamas members hiding in tunnels. Josh, what's your feeling on Whack the Hamas being removed from the game store?
Death to America.
Death to America. You don't have to be listening. I know you're going to say that anyway. Good. Very, very good response. Anybody have any comment on that?
Yeah, well, infidels. I mean, if they have Whack a Hamas, why don't they have Whack a Heeb?
Whack a Heeb, okay. You want to put that out?
I'm Jewish. I'm allowed to. What the hell?
Oh, you are. You're allowed to. Let me go to the internet. What is it called? the racial slur database. The let me see. Let me see. Jew. Is that what I'm looking for? Jewish. Let's see.
Oh, you got lots of them for that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought us guineas owned that whack thing.
No, well, I guess anybody can have a whack. Let me see this. What is it? Ooh, beanie.
How about whackashini? I mean, you could do that. Or
shut up, big nose. See, I'm going right.
There is Flint.
I'm going right to the. Movie. I'm going to the database. I don't even know what some of these mean. Oh, I like
he
this one.
Did.
Take a hike, Goldberg.
Goldberg, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
I think, you heard Goldberg?
Archie Bunker used to joke about that.
He used to call Jews Goldberg?
I mean, remember the...
the law firm?
The law firm was Rabinowitz, the three wise men.
Oh, okay. I like this one, Juju B. Or how about this one, Jew Yorker? Hey! Yeah, I've heard that too.
I saved that one for Bloomberg.
Oh!
Fucking prick.
That was my neighborhood was a big Jewish neighborhood that I grew up in, and I've heard Jew Yorker for I don't know how long already. What else do we got? Sports. You know, I just don't understand why this has to be a thing every time something happens like this. The San Antonio Spurs hiring the first woman assistant in NBA history. Do we need? Why can't they just say they've hired a good assistant?
Right.
How long do we have to go on with this shit? Either gay or woman or you know how long does this go on before we stop doing stuff like this?
It's still news.
I don't understand that. It's not news to me.
It's new. News is it means new, something new.
Not now it doesn't.
No, it stands for North, East, West, and South.
Right.
Oh, I love that one. Thanks, Rin. No, but there's not many women, so they want to say, hey, we hired a woman. Come see our game. Give us money. Yeah. No, it's news.
Yeah, I don't see that as news. I mean,
they're trying to get credit for something that they should do anyway.
Yeah,
Rin. Exactly.
It's a nice thing to hire people that are experienced, and she's clearly experienced. So move along. Doesn't matter.
No, they should be pulling all these women up from the cafeteria and the secretary jobs and promoting them. Oh, sorry.
All right, and then there's more doping scandal charges being filed in Florida. I don't know that anybody cares about that. What else? Turtles. Turtles are in trouble because of the new Ninja Turtle movie. Huh?
The Ninja Turtles?
No, but that's what's causing the trouble. Animal rescue groups are concerned that the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which hits theaters this week, is apparently pushing up the fervor for parents to buy their kids live turtles. And the groups are pissed off by that. And I have to say, good for them. Good for them doing that. And so they recommend that you don't get your kid a pet turtle. Get them a turtle action figure instead. And I think that's nice. A good idea. Why not do that? So no turtles for the kids. Tell them that. Oh, Disney, look at this. I just saw this. Disney is reporting record quarterly earnings. And you know why I like that? Because I worked for Disney for many years, and I have a shitload of Disney stock. So everybody go to the theme parks. Everybody go to the Disney movies. Do whatever you can to kick that Disney money up. What did they have now? They had Frozen. They had Captain America 2. They had Maleficent. I don't even – am I pronouncing that right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
No, I don't. Okay. I think it's Maleficent or something.
Nope, Albert got it right.
Maleficent.
Yeah. Maleficent.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. All I know is...
Can we say Maleficent a few more times? I was really enjoying it.
Maleficent. 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 Maleficent.
Say it five times fast.
What does it
it's
mean?
Like a cool breeze.
What is it? Why are kids getting a movie called Maleficent when I don't even know what the hell the word means?
It's the evil queen.
Is that what it is?
Angelina Jolie.
But what exactly does Maleficent mean?
Isn't it her name?
It's her name.
No way. No, it's a word.
Yeah.
No,
it's her name.
No.
I saw the movie.
Yeah, but
I slept through most of it.
But it's got to be a word.
It is a word.
That's my chopper.
Hey, Rob? Rob, you have kids?
No.
Uh-oh. A little spooky there, then. Why are you watching a kids movie? Uh-oh.
Were you alone in the theater?
No, I went to Make a double feature, and it was the first movie.
Hey, kids, why don't you sit next to Uncle Rob? I'll tell you about Maleficent.
Albert?
Yeah.
It means doing evil or harm.
Aha, you see? I knew.
Wrongfully malicious.
Yes, I knew the M-A-L was going to be a bad thing. So,
Maleficent. It starts with, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Things that begin with male or men are bad.
I know that already. You don't have to tell me. Women all my life have been telling me that. So,
men, pause.
Yeah, yeah.
Menstrual.
Menstrual, yeah, okay. Anything else?
Oh, let's see this. Yeah, there's mental health.
Mental,
you know?
Right, okay. Okay. Anything else?
Well, I mean, if we're going to get into it, I mean, woman was made from Adam's rib, right? So.
If you so believe that kind of stuff.
If you so believe that.
I don't know. I don't buy into that.
That was a good fairy tale.
Anybody
but I do believe women are the superior species for sure.
Maybe the superior gender.
Gender. Yeah, same gender. Species. No doubt.
Same species, right? Same species.
Yeah, superior gender.
Look at this. Hey, here's a story I like. Three of the world's top five zoos are here in the United States, according to TripAdvisor. I'm not going to say, but TripAdvisor ranked the top zoos in the world. And so I say to TripAdvisor, fuck you for promoting zoos. And I will not use TripAdvisor because of that. And that's my zoo story for TripAdvisor. I'm not a fan of zoos, as many of you people already know. Putting animals in a place where they don't belong naturally, no good, I think.
How do you feel about Lion Country Safari?
I don't like that. I think I like that less than zoos. Because okay. I've been to those things. What do they have? They used to have one here up by the Six Flags Great Adventure. I forgot what it was called. The drive-through safari. And if the animals got too rowdy, the zebra truck would come by.
Yeah, that's where you went to go to wreck your car.
Yeah, they tear off the Landau roof of your vehicle. And you couldn't go
Albert,
there with
that. Albert, have you been to Landau Africa? Roof.
Have I been to Africa? No. Why?
A lot of people that go to Africa come back with that attitude. You know, they go on safari, they see all the beautiful wild animals, and they're like, I'm never going to a zoo again.
I don't have to go to Africa to think it's cruel to put animals in little cages or unnatural habitats or with animals that don't belong with those animals in nature. That to me is no good.
A lot of zoos.
Rick, you got a shitty connection tonight.
Do things to make sure that the animals stay in the front. A lot of times they'll deprive them of water. Am I breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking up. But Rick, I'm surprised to hear these kind of things. Tell me more. Do they mistreat the animals? Is that what you're telling me?
I have a crappy connection. I'll just keep my mouth shut and listen.
No, that's fine. Well, I that's one of the reasons I don't go. I mean, you can't tell me that any. You know, there's no ulterior motive aside from making money at a zoo and a circus. So forget it. There's nothing else. I don't need to go to a zoo. I don't need to go to a circus. Give me the HDTV and I can see all the animals there. I don't have to touch
them. Not anymore.
The swimming with the dolphins, this is bullshit too. You don't need to do that. That's not where the dolphins are supposed to be.
Wait. You can do that with the wild dolphins in Hawaii. I know people that do that. That's cool.
All right, if you go in the middle of the ocean and the dolphins come up to you, that's fine.
You can swim out on your own. It's not a tour. The dolphins are hanging there.
That's fine if the dolphins are hanging there. And I say the same thing. You go to San Francisco, you go in the water, and the sea lions nuzzle up to you. Fine. I don't think it happens, but I have no problem with that. That's not a zoo. If the sea lions want to do that, that's cool. But here's an animal I think might have been in the wrong place, and I would certainly move him from here. A man in India says he had a hard time convincing people there was a crocodile in his shower. I'm not kidding. Kalpesh Patel nearly stepped out of the on the out of place reptile, and even then couldn't believe what he was looking at. He didn't think it was alive until it blinked. Oh my God! And at that point, he says he ran out of the bathroom as fast as he could. His wife and kids didn't believe him at first, but everyone was convinced once he asked a neighbor to take a look himself. He also managed to convince the police, who arranged for the forestry officials to come out and safely remove the croc and bring it to its nearby lake where it probably came from. So, not
did they say how big it was?
Does it need to be big for it to scare the shit out of you?
You're standing in the shower naked and there's a crocodile. It doesn't matter how big.
It was big enough to bite my cock off. That is all I know. I don't need to know anything else. Oh, come on. Wait, did we do Indians yet? Let me go to the... hold on a minute. Let me go to the... What is it called? The Racial Slur Database. Let me go. What did I say?
I had no idea you'd have so much fun with this.
You know what?
I am sick of this.
I have nothing for Indians? Really?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, here it is. Indians. I wonder if it's Mumbai or moccasin they're going to make fun of. Let's see. Oh, no. We did this. We did. It was Babar.
This is just sick. And
Curry Muncher.
Oh, that's terrible.
Gas Pumper. Really? That's just not nice. Here's
pumps gas.
Oh, I like this one. My friend, that's a slur. That's a slur. I'm not kidding you. But and it doesn't. It doesn't say. The only thing it says is started by the constant greetings of the clerks of a deli as they greet customers. But they don't say do it with the accent like I did. I think I gave it the racial slur that it deserves. My friend. Yep.
Okay.
I've got a local guy at my quick stop. He is, hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
And they're all Nepalese.
Yeah. Okay. That whole area of the world, to me, a lot of the accent is the same, and I don't discriminate in that respect. I think anybody comes from that whole India, Pakistan, Kashmiri area, that whole thing, they all sound the same to me. I don't say they look the same. They all sound the same to me. I don't really...
Hey, you know what? But when you get a, hello, my friend, it's like, well, hi, my friend, it's all good.
You are
know?
You kidding? That's all I get in this city. That's all I get constantly. Oh, my friend, even the Hispanics. I went to a deli this morning, and he said my friend to me. Hey, my friend, what do you want? I said, oh, yeah, just give me a bacon, egg, cheese, and a roll. That's all it was. That's all I needed.
That's why I love the city. The ethnic diversity is just great.
It is, yeah. and nobody makes a big deal about it, and everybody is pretty much melted into that same wax, that same thing. And we all say, hey, my friend, get off my car. You know, it doesn't matter what accent you have. Everybody's my friend, so or chief, or hey, guy, hey, chief, what are you doing there? Get off. So... What else
okay,
we got?
Boss.
Okay, boss. Right, boss. Somebody's replacing Craig Ferguson. Don't care. Got 1 minute left here. Scrabble is adding the words bromance, selfies, and frenemies to the Scrabble dictionary. And finally, turning 50 is no big deal, according to a survey from another bunch of dopes. I don't know who it was. I think it's the Today Show.
60.
Oh, it was conducted by the Today Show. Yeah. What's that?
Archaeologists.
Yeah.
Archaeologists have found the bones of a 6'8" penguin.
A 6'8" penguin? Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
No kidding. Save that for tomorrow. I want to hear about that. And anybody who's got any penguin slurs, bring that up too. I'd like to hear that as well.
Black and white bastards.
Yeah, whatever it is. But today we are done because it is time for the Alex Bennett Ramble in just a minute. So it's time for the last word right here on Albert's Public House. By the way, thank you everybody for being part of the citizen panel. I don't know where David went, Hayek, or Robert Burns, I thought I saw on here for a half a second, and then he went away. But hopefully we'll get you tomorrow. And maybe even Larson. Hello, Larson. Want you to be on the citizen panel at some point. Teresa Riley, it is now time for you and the last word on Albert's Public House.
Work.
Rick, last word.
Zookeeper.
Jeff, last word.
Diversity.
Josh, last word.
Praise Allah.
Charlene, the last word.
Ebola.
Damien, last word.
Cat food.
Rob, the last word.
Racial.
And Rin, the last word on Albert's Public House tonight.
Slur.
Slur. Very nice. More racial slurs tomorrow. Pick your, maybe we'll do it, make a game out of it. Pick your race or ethnicity and find the best slur. And,
night, everybody.
And the penguin story coming up tomorrow as well. Good night to all of you. Alex Bennett is here next on the ever popular, ever famous, world famous GabNet. So stick around and be on his citizen panel. And I will see you tomorrow night right here on GabNet. And I thank you for enriching my life.
Okay, fuckety bye.